time you want to call it back.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time you can get along better with it.
Well. What about off of the kitchen? Would you have a room to store, like canned goods or anything?
Yeah, hell. I don't know what they had in the old house, but this, back there with the pantry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's still used for that.
Do you?
Utility pantry, whatever you want to call it.
Right, mm-hmm.
You can see it too if you want, if you care.
Okay, we'll take a tour later on and...
Well, we want to get through with the business.
See it all, yeah. We might need to get up and take a break in a little while. Let's see. Now, what about the barn? What was it like on the inside?
What's that?
The barn? Where he kept the cows, or?
Well, it was originally, I was told my grandfather built this place starting about 1875. That was the first building he built. His new wife, they wouldn't let him get married until she was a little older. He was 7 years older than her.
Mm-hmm.
He built up this place until 1879, when she was 21, they got married.
Oh, okay.
She was an only girl from a family of a bunch of boys. He didn't let her go quick. Kind of strict.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he was, 7 years older than he. Him and his brothers and their father. He built a barn and he built this house. He was farming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think he lived here.
Yeah.
About 79. So I was told, I'm just passing it on.
Right, right.
But he had a barn with shelters around it to keep his, like his car and his buggy. A place to keep his animal feed. He had to keep farm.
Mm-hmm.
His horse,
mm-hmm.
A little bit of corn, storage.
Was there a separate place up in the top to store that feed?
Fodder loft.
Fodder loft up there?
Fodder was what they pulled the blades off the corn stalks and dried them. When you pull it this morning, when the corn is ripe, where it won't hurt the corn, for each stalk, you put it in one hand and hung it back in the air corn. And let it dry in the sun until that evening, and then they tied it up and put it in. It was just a one-day job.
Oh.
But you pick up thousands of bargains if you could do it. An old horse in the winter, if he had nothing else, he would certainly eat it. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He used to say to the fellow, the horse doctor would come around and he'd prescribe for him about a man's horse. He was puny. He said, give him 9 ales of corn and a bundle of fodder after every meal. He wasn't getting enough.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. That was good for them then. So they'd get that off before the corn was even picked?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
While the corn was, it was not dry, it was ripe. So corn was past the milk stage. And the leaves would be greenish, and they would cure with a greenish gas. It had some food value. They lived on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was before they are making much hay.
Right, right.
We pulled a lot of fodder during my time back in the early 20s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about the other parts of the corn stalk? What would you call that thing up at the top of it?
Tassel.
That sticks off, uh-huh.
How
about the covering of the ears of the corn?
Hell, it was shucks.
Mm-hmm.
One shuck.
Okay. How about on the inside, we had that stringy part you have to get off before you cook it?
What you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.